We got to do Does That Make Me Crazy? It's been a while. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And, you know, we do this every week, so we make the show every week by coming on and telling you what makes us crazy, but we've been doing this for 2 years.
Right.
That would require us to have over 100 things that make us crazy. Does anybody have a new one? Anyone?
My last two have been kind of lame, so I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Okay. Here's a good one that was sent in to me. Hey, kid, the sound of nail clippers drives me crazy. I do my nails instead with a sharp knife. Does that make me crazy?
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. How do you do that?
Wow.
I'm going to cut off your fingertips.
Yeah.
You whittle your fingernails?
And Cindy said, hey, kid, when I go to a store of any kind, I take my purse, I leave my purse in the car and my jacket in the car. I also make huge motions when I'm putting something in my cart, all for the fear that I will be accused of stealing. Does that make me crazy?
Someone's going to break into your car.
Yeah.
Leave your purse right there, right?
Okay. I sleep with tape over my mouth so that bugs cannot crawl into my mouth while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
What about your nose and ear holes?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Four spiders a year crawl in there.
My last name is difficult to pronounce, so I tell people where it doesn't matter that my last name is Kardashian. Does that make me crazy? I'm gonna start using that.
Yeah.
All right, if I go to bed before my boyfriend, I sleep half on my side, half on his side, so he has to wake me up when he comes to bed, because I want to know when he comes to bed, so I sleep on his side on purpose.
Oh, that doesn't make you crazy.
Does that make me crazy?
Insanely jealous.
Yeah, insecure maybe a little bit.
Way insecure.
Want to know when he crawls in there.
And easy, apparently.
Man, women can catch you. I mean, you can come in through the side door in the garage, and the bedroom can be on the other side of the house.
They know.
And you'll get the door, and it'll make a noise like this as you're coming in. Hold on. Let me set the scene. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just got to fucking get in. I can sneak in the bed. Who's that? Right?
Honey, is that you?
3 a.m.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
Kelly, how do you do it? You've got cameras or something, right? Come on.
No.
Come on.
Men just get, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a light sleeper. You can come in any time of day and it won't bother me.
I told you my friend's story. It's the best story ever.
He came Which home, one?
He came home 4 a.m. and he goes into the house. He's been drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
He nearly falls down walking to the door frame of the bedroom and bangs into the door. And the wife is like, where have you been? You said you would be home at midnight. And he goes, I fell asleep on the hammock in the backyard. And she goes, we threw away the hammock 8 months ago. He goes, well, that's my story. That's what I got.
That's all I got.
He was driving home and coming up with that story for the previous 20 minutes.
He just thought he had it. Yeah. All right, to the phone. Hey, Robbie.
Morning. I like to pretend that the people beside me in a red light, I'm in a race with them every morning. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
You're going to race with the people next to you. Yeah. Revving up the engine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great. I think we all do that. That's not crazy.
I race to the first line.
Yeah. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I hacked into my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's Facebook account 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still check it every day like it's my own. Does that make me crazy?
God. Have you found anything cool on there?
You log into her account every day?
Yeah, and when she has a new message, it's like, oh, I got a new message.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Oh, my.
Do you ever respond as her, or you just don't want to get caught? You wouldn't risk that.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't risk it. But in 3 years, she's never changed her password, so
I know.
I kind of figure
funny.
She has it coming.
Hey, Amy, you know what you should do? Send a message to her boyfriend, the common denominator here, about how much she misses him.
Oh, boy.
Like, I miss you so much.
Wait, you were telling me a story about doing that.
Because I did it.
You did that.
Oh, no.
My girlfriends and I did it as a joke on one of our guy friends one time.
That's so mean.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Seems very cruel.
You're getting somebody's hopes up.
Yeah. Angie.
Yes.
You're on.
Good morning.
Morning.
Every time I leave and say goodbye to somebody, no matter how short the trip, I assume that one of us is going to die before we see each other again. So it makes my goodbye really sentimental.
Wow.
Oh,
I mean, that's a laugh a minute.
Yeah, I know you're supposed to live like you're dying and all that, and like any moment could be your last, but what a beatdown that must be.
Just a simple I love you will do.
Honey, just in case I don't see you anymore.
Is there crying every time?
I mean, you have like a tearful goodbye with the assistant manager and shipping? Really?
I want anything, like, you always hear those stories about people getting a big argument and then somebody dies in a car wreck and you live that way with the rest of your life. And so
how's that going?
I don't want that.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So you haven't ever actually spoken those final words to anyone yet?
Yeah, my dad died when I was 23.
Is that what set you up on this path? There were things you wish you had said, so that started it, or?
The last thing I said to him was, I love you, and I think that was a great comfort.
There you go.
So I wanted to make sure
that you kept that.
That I left with a positive if I die or if somebody else dies.
Yeah, but having to do that to the FedEx guy has got to be kind of
I went skydiving.
Live like you're dying.
Man.
Does that make me crazy? With Kid Craddock in the morning, and we're going to put Devin on right now. Hi, Devin. Hi, Devin. Hello?
Devin.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, you're on. You're on.
I'm so afraid that walking upstairs that I have to hold my breath, count how many stairs I'm going up, and put my top lip over my two front teeth. Does that make me crazy?
Because you're afraid of falling down.
Yeah, I'm afraid of breaking my two front teeth.
Wow.
But you could bite your tongue off instead. Yeah, you have a whole new worry there.
What, of all the fears in the world, why stair fear?
I have no idea. It's just a habit that just started, and I guess I'm just protective over my teeth. So I just put my lip over my teeth.
Hmm. I think we have an infomercial product here, the stair climbing
retainer.
Teeth guards.
Mouth guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yeah, I like to chew on ink pens, but after every day, I wash them in the dishwasher so they don't get dirty.
I don't know if I believe it.
The first half of that.
I believe it.
The first half of that, I'm like, okay, everybody does.
You really wash your pens in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I have a steamer.
I have a steamer.
Yeah. Like for nipples and stuff, you'll find out about that, JC.
Whoa.
The baby bottle nipples. You have a little basket you put
in. That's got
to
burn.
Yeah, how do I?
Wow. Sandra.
Yes.
You're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
I pass by roadkill in my car, I hold my breath. Does that make me crazy?
Anytime you pass by roadkill in your car, you hold your breath.
No. Not crazy.
That's okay.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
But this one isn't. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Morning.
When I go downstairs, I don't know, that don't have a back, I have to go down on my butt because I'm afraid someone's going to slash my Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have that fear.
What? Oh, no, you don't.
No, I have getting in the dark parking garage car that someone's going to slash my ankles underneath
the car.
That
was the urban legend going around. They would hide under your car and slash
and slash your Achilles.
And fall to the ground. And I jump in my bed for the same reason.
But coming downstairs, when there's no one behind you, you think that there's somebody that's going to pop out of the staircase.
No, she means when there's no backing to the stairs, right? Like someone's hiding under the stairs.
Like bleachers.
Like bleacher stairs.
God, of all the things to worry about.
And you come down your butt, I want to watch you on some surveillance camera. You know there's footage of this.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone probably does somewhere because it's quite a joke.
Excuse me for being literal and thinking of the logistics of this, but when you're going down on your butt, aren't your feet still hanging down in front of you?
Well, I kind of put them up in the air a little bit,
Yeah, but then they could get your wrists.
So you have you're rolling, you're in a ball, essentially, and you're scooting down the steps,
like
holding your knees.
Here's our idea. The stair sled.
Yeah.
That way nobody gets cut and you get down fast.
You need a stair cart. Sled.
Stair
that's it.
Boom. That is a very good idea.
Yeah, no it isn't.
No.
We'll be coming out early next year.
God, I never heard that whole slashing the Achilles heel.
Yeah.
You at least get in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, but what if they stab you in your spinal cord?
Because
your butt will be sticking there and you'll never walk again.
Well,
that's a whole different gang, the spinal cord gang.
Be able to take stairs again.
She should never watch that movie, The People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a movie called that?
You know how you know they're about to slash your Achilles tendons?
How?
They blink their headlights at you twice.
No, that's the gang.
No, that's the other
one. That's the gang initiation thing.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't drink Pop Rocks with pop.
No.
Yeah, your stomach will explode.
That's true. So, it happened to the Oscar Mayer baloney boy.
I ran into this girl. She was under the stairs, and she had a knife. And I'm like, are you trying to slash my Achilles tendon? She's like, no. I said, okay, cool. You want to go out? She said, sure. I woke up in a bathtub full of ice, and my kidney was gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is true.
At least
that
really you got to go on, at least really you got to go on a date, though.
Kidneys sell for a lot.
And next to the bathtub, I had this plant that a friend brought me back from Mexico.
Comedy strike.
It was a cactus, and it exploded, and there were millions of bugs inside of it.
Uh-huh.
That really happened.
Also true.
I remember when JC came back from Mexico and brought me a dog, and it turned out to be a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was free, though.
And then I was in the elevator with
okay.
a black guy. I was in the elevator with a black guy, and the black guy goes, "Hit the floor." And so I fell to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be Eddie Murphy. And he was just telling me to hit the button for his floor.
Oh.
That really happened.
Okay.
Those are the 10 urban legends I can remember.
Thank you.
But this might be one, too. Jake?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Every time I'm driving at night and I kind of see like a more ghetto vehicle, I guess, driving next to me, I'll write down the license plate in case I see on the news that some kind of crime happened, so I have the license plate number.
You're right. Rachel Profile.
Yeah, that's Rachel Profile. Yeah.
No, that's not crazy. Writing down, like, getting a description.
If it makes you feel better, Kelly nodded her head the entire time you were talking.
Well, I have not just ghetto cars, but if I see something that kind of seems weird,
like the windowless van,
I'll start reciting the license plate number in my head over and over because you know, if I don't have pens, just so I can remember it in case you see something on the news, you want to be able to say,
sure.
I saw it.
I get that.
Like that mysterious white van. There's always a mysterious white van near a playground. You're like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
What's that van doing
X357493, X35, you know, the whole way home, X357493, whatever it is, you know.
We need to nip this in the bud. I think what we should do is if the car dealerships, somebody comes in to buy a white van, just call the cops.
Yeah, do a background check.
Cut out the middleman.
You know, it's precog work.
Yeah.
That's precog. Because nobody buys it. Unless he's got paint.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know,
what's
pants,
he doing with that van?
He might be a caterer.
What's he doing with that van besides saying, hey,
yeah,
help,
but what is someone doing? Like I saw the other day with a creepy guy driving it, a windowless white PT Cruiser.
That's weird. Weird.
What are you doing with that?
Giving it to your grandpa.
Definitely weird.
Yeah.
First of all, anybody under 60 in a PT Cruiser, call the police.
And why does it have no windows?
That's a stolen car. All right, we got time for one more.
Somebody would steal a PT Cruiser.
Right. Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, you're on. Last one. Go ahead.
Okay, whenever I think about past intimate experiences, I hum out loud because I get embarrassed or nervous about what happened.
Really?
That make me crazy.
Yeah,
I'll say it does.
So now when I see you humming, I know what you're thinking.
Nikki.
Dirty thought.
How old are you, Nikki?
I am 28.
Okay. What do you look like? Describe yourself real quick.
I'm short with freckles. What do you look like?
Go to kidnation.com to find out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a good one.
Does that make me crazy?